Our sound engineer has thrown up his hands, folks. That means it's time.
Hellfest, are you ready for this? It is my great pleasure to introduce to you a band that defies description. Noam Kilney, Greg Garrison, Chris Eldridge, Dan Wedger, Chris Thiele, the Punch Brother.
Howdy, folks. Oh, it's our pleasure to be here at Dellfest, first annual. Thank you. board. When I got there, so there was so much joy. Wasted all the ways that I wasted all the way. If I gone tomorrow, you know I'm gonna be back, babe. Back in time, I wanna be back when you were mine. Back, babe, back in time. For one, nice place to have a festival. Also, if there's any dispute among you, you could race it out. You could actually have yourselves some kind of a low-speed foot race around the track. Whoever wins is right. We started, or not, you don't have to do that. It's just an idea. You know, I just got here. I'm getting used to the Delfest vibe. We started with a song called 11th Reel. That's the last song off of our last record, How to Grow a Woman from the Ground, and proceeded to play a song called Wayside, which Gillian Welch and David Rawlings wrote together. And now we're going to play a song that we all wrote together. It's the first song off our new record, Punch, and it's called Punch Bowl. We will play it because we feel like it's not too early for weird notes. Same tune. No problem. Babies at the punch bowl, but with the glass for you to fill. You feel empty with her, any time she has a kill. Cute, 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 babies in the punch bowl. I want you to help yourself. She'll remember nothing, so there'll be no babies at the Punch Bowl. Pickles, why'd you steal my tuner?
Just trying to even the playing field there. Hey folks, we are going to launch into the first movement of a four-movement string quintet that Chris has written for the band here. It's kind of the centerpiece of our new record. It's called The Blind Leaving the Blind. And we're going to play a couple of the movements for you here today. We're going to start with the first movement. And we hope you like it. Here we go.
Stalling, folks, stalling. I'll repair.
changed enough that it's black me. What's in the blood of the way? It takes me since Sunday morning, makes me drunk at night. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, how about these boys, huh? Gabbers, what do you think? Give the people a song?
I usually try not to think. Most of the time. But sure, why not?
Together a couple years ago. The album is called How I Grow a Woman from the Ground. And this next song that we're going to play chronicles the time that the Punch Brothers van broke down on the side of the road. We had a flat tire and no jack. And so we had the five of us in the van lifting up the van. And our sound engineer, Dave Cinco, changing the tire. This one's called Watch That Breakdown. Thank you.
Looking fine, too. Can we agree on that? Looking fine whilst killing. Never has murder been so sexy, Gritter. Moving right along, folks. We'll do the last song on our new record, which is called It'll Happen. Thank you.
Well, folks, I want to let you in on a little secret about this next tune that we're going to play. A couple years back, this might just be rumor, but I'm convinced that it's the truth. But a few years back when Del McCurry was gathering material for his upcoming release, he was kind of on the fence between 52 Black Vincent and this next number that we're going to do right now. They were trying to decide which song should make it for the album. It was between 52 Black Vincent and the fourth movement of The Blind Leading the Blind, written by Chris Thiele. And we're just lucky enough that Del didn't record this one because it would have prevented us from putting it on our new record. So there you go, folks, the truth. Moving right along with the show. Here we go. The fourth movement, The Blind Leading the Blind.
Thank you.
Mr. Noam Pacani on the banjo. Greg Garrison on the bass. Thus concludes the piece portion of the show. There are two movements in the middle, though, should you be interested. We have our records here somewhere. Over there, folks. Thank you.
That's good.
Or was that you want us off stage now? You're taping. I see. I got you. You're in for the long haul. Everything's gonna be okay. All right. So nervous about all this, folks.
So nervous.
But anyway, yes, we have lots of CDs over there and shirts too. Hey, how about that? Well, folks, the heart beats in its cage. You know it's true. Oh, the heart. Beats in its cage.
Don't write bitter when I'm
Thank you very much. The heart beats in its cage. That was the Sunday afternoon version. Well, folks, how about one that we wrote together called Bailey?
Thank you.
Well, folks, being outdoors and all, we think we may do the title track of our record, How to Grow a Woman from the Ground, which is called How to Grow a Woman from the Ground. This is a fanciful number written by a buddy of ours, Thomas Anderson Brousseau. The man's so nice, they named him Thrice. He is from L.A., and this is a dream that he had that he wrote down pretty much verbatim, except the rhyming part. I don't think his dream actually rhymed. But you never know with Tom. It sure was a nice day. Close my eyes and lay in my body.
it down. I heard it takes forever to grow a woman from the ground. I'd leave for you now, and I'm skinny as a whale. I'll be so obliged to keep you nice and warm and safe. Oh, won't you be so proud?
Thank you so much, folks. We're going to do one more song for you. It's been such a pleasure playing for you here in such a beautiful spot. I'd like to thank all of McCurry's, Double Curry Band, for having us, and also the High Sierra folks for putting on such a nice event, for including us. And thank you so much again for listening. It's been really fun. Folks, it's time for the Brakeman's Blues.
Pulling me is just the same as sunny Tennessee. I said pulling me is just the same as sunny Tennessee.
a gypsy at a fortune telling place.
That's right.
I went to a little gypsy at a fortune telling place. And she read my mind. So then she slapped my face. Thanks, we're Punch Brothers.
When you can't afford to stay no more,